We continue our learning the English. Master David ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Elio. We are in Yoma, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Adam Nichnas LaAzara LaAvoda Afilu Tahor Ad SheYitbol. Person is not permitted to enter the Ezras Yisrael to do the Avoda, and doesn't even if the Yerushalmi says even it's not L'shem Avoda. You can't walk into the Azara even if you are completely Tahor Ad SheYitbol until you go to the Mikvah. Now this is derived from a Kavachomer from the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, meaning no one's allowed to enter the Azara without going to the mikvah, but we derive that from the Kohen on Yom Kippur. How so? So this is a quote from the Gemara. Ma hamishana mikodesh lekodesh. Just like when it comes to someone who has to change from kodesh to kodesh, it means that it's someone that the Kohen Gadol, when he switches from the big day Zahav to the big day Lavan, or from big day Lavan to big Zahav, Umi makom she'anosh kares lemakom she'anosh kares, and he's going from a place like the Heichal to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Devir, or from the Devir the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichal, where they're both Kodesh, and anyone who walks, and if you walk into any of those places, Yichayev Kares. Nonetheless, Ta'un Tvila, even though he went to Mikvah in a very holy place before all of this, and even though he's a Kohen Gadol who is very holy, nevertheless, he has to do Tevila. He has to go immerse in some of the mikvah because prior to doing the Avodas Hayom. And yes, he's someone who is very zaris, very zahir. He's someone who does things with alacrity and with great caution. He, the kapara of the day of Yom Kippur is based and all based on him. Nonetheless, he needs to go to the mikvah. So if this is true for someone who's mishana mikodesh lekodesh, he has to go to mikvah even though he switches from holy clothing to holy clothing and from a place where yichayev kares to place yichayev kares, one holy room to another holy room, heichal to the kodesh kodeshim or vice versa. Nonetheless, he has to go to mikvah. So hamishana mechol kodesh umimakom she'ein onos kares lamakom she'onos kares. So therefore, someone who's going from a chol to kodesh, who's changing from one room from outside the Beis Hamikdash into the Azara, or a place where a person who's changing, let's say from his clothing, let's say from the very beginning, you have the regular kohen, he's going from the chol, from the clothing where he's not wearing anything holy, to kodesh, to putting on the regular big day kahuna. So is it not? Not ain't Odin, Shetan Tvila. Such a person certainly requires Tvila. So that is, that's the Kalva Chomer, really, that the Gemara derives. But there's another opinion in the Gemara that the reason why a person goes to mikvah before they go, even though you're completely tar, you go to mikvah before entering the Azara, is a reminder. This way, person, when you have to go to mikvah, you remind them maybe there actually is a tumah that you have, and that will say, oh, you know what, I remember there's a tumah. Therefore, when you go into the mikvah, it will be a mikvah, a tevila lishma. Then the Mishnah says, Chamesh tevilos va'asara kiddushin tovel kohen gadol umekadesh bo bayom. On that day of Yom Kippur, there were five tevilos. He had to go to mikvah five times, and he had to wash his hands and his feet 10 times. And we'll go through all of them. The Kahati brings all of these, the whole list during the Avodah, so it's worthwhile to take a look at that list. We'll go through that. Now, the Kohen Gadol would switch his clothing for the Avodah. He would switch it 5 times. Each and every time he switched his clothing, he required to go to mikvah. He also had to wash his hands and his feet. The first time was for the kavod of the clothing he's about to undress, he's about to remove. And the second time for the kavod of the begadim that he's wearing, that he's about to wear. So that's why there was kiddush yada v'raglav 10 times and mikvah 5 times. Now the Braisa brings, according to Rabbi Hanasi, the following. Minayin, this is from the Gemara. Minayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asar kiddushin she'tovel kohen gadol b'kadesh bo bayom. What's the source of these five tevilos going to the mikvah and 10 times in mikadesh yadayim v'raglayim? Shenam b'beis based on the pasuk in the context of the avodah of Yom Kippur. It says kisonas bad kodesh ilbash umichnes seivad yuah besara uva avnei bad yachgor uva mitzes bad yitznof big day kodesh heim. So he's wearing these the four clothing. These are big day kodesh v'rachatz b'mayim es besaro ulevesham. So we're going to focus on the fact that it says big day kodesh and rachatz besaro b'mayim ulevesham. So we see from there that if you were Mishane from one avodah to another, you have to go to mikvah. So after all, it says Rochatz b'mayim es besara ulevesham. You're putting on this clothing that we just listed, and it says Rochatz b'mayim. So obviously, if you're going for your, you're being Mishane from one avodah to another. One avodah that requires, let's say, big day lavan, and to another that requires big day zahav, you have to go to the mikvah. And it also says big day kodesh heim, which means those are extra words, and those we therefore compare all begadim one to the other. Big day kodesh heim comes to hint for us that which required tevilah is not because of the first levisha that I'm putting them on for the first time, but rather simply because they are big day kodesh heim. And since the tvila is because they're big day kodesh, therefore you need to go to mikvah each and every time that you switch them. It's not about putting them on initially. It's about switching them. And the fact that they're big day kodesh, so therefore each and every time you change clothing, you have to go to the mikvah. And there are five avodos. So if that's the case, you're switching clothing five times, because of five avodos. What are the five avodos for which you switch clothing five times, and therefore I have to go to the mikvah five times? So the first is the tamid shel shachar, which he wore the big day zahav for. That was an avodah for the rest that was done every day of the year. The second was the avodas hayom, the avodah that was designated specifically for Yom Kippur, which are all the viduyim and the hagrala of the two seirim, the sprinkling of the blood inside bifnim, the ktores and the kodesh hakodashim, and that was all done the big day lavan. That was avodah number two. Avodah number three was the hakrava of a lova el ha'am with big day zahav. The musaf, his aisle and the aisle for the people, that was big day zahav. Then that was not something specific for Yom Kippur. Then number four was the kaf and the machta, the taking out of the spoon, the ladle, and the coals on the shovel from the Kodesh Kodeshim. He did that with big day lavan. That was avodah number four. And avodah number five was the tamid shel bein harbayim with big day zahav. Tamid shel bein harbayim, that's a regular avodah of every day. That's big day zahav. So that's the five avodahs. Now, how do I know that each and every tevilah needs two kiddushin? You need to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, one for undressing and one for dressing. So that we learn from the pasuk, ufashat es big day Habad, Ashel of Ash Bvoel HaKadosh. He takes off the linen garments, the four garments, and then it says Verachat Es Bisaro B'mayim, and then it says V'lavash Es Bigadav V'yatzav Asas Olaso. So, Verachatz, the Gemara says, Emei no inyan of Tevila. I don't need that pasuk Verachatz to teach me about Tevila. We already learned from Big Day Kodesh Heim that you have to go, that every time you change clothing, you have to go to the mikvah. So what is that extra, what's that Verachatz for? It's there to teach you. Teneu inyan, likidish yadayim v'raglayim. And Rebbe learns that the phrase Verachatz es besaro is going on what it says before that and what it says after that. Before that it says, Ufashat is a big day habad, and then the word v'rachatz, but after the word v'rachatz, it's v'lavash is big adav. So both on the pshita undressing and the levisha dressing, so that word v'rachatz is going on both, so therefore we need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim when you undress and when he dresses once again. So therefore, we are going to have 10. And then the Mishnah says, v'kulon, all the tvilos that the Kohen Gadol went to mikvah for the changing of the clothing, b'kodesh, for the clothing, was b'kodesh, was in the mikvah in the Azara, al beis harparva, which was a lishka called the beis harparva, and there was on top of it, there was a mikvah for the Kohen Gadol, chutz mizu b'lvad, except the first tvila, where everyone who enters the Azara has to do avodah, has to go to mikvah, as we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah. That was b'chol. That was in the mikvah on top of the Shar HaMayim, which was next to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now, well, why was this place, the place where the mikvah typically went to was on the Pesach Parva, Some say Parva was the one who built it. The Gemara assumes. And Rabbi Hananel and Tosus, the Rambam, learns that no, there was someone named Parva, but he was a magician. He was a Persian magician, and he wanted to watch the Kohen Gadol's Avodah in the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippur. So he made a tunnel under the Beis HaMikdash to reach the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and they caught him. So when they built this room, they called it the Beis HaParva. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Peirsu Sadin Shel Butz Beino Levein Ha'am. So they separated. They set up and they spread a sheet of linen butz between the Kohen Gadol and the people. This was for Tznius purposes. This way he could go to that first mikvah on the Shar Hamayim, that first tevilah. And the reason the Gemara says why it was a sudden a sheet of boots of linen to remind the Kohen Gadol, the Avodas Hayom, the service of Yom Kippur is with Big Day Lavan, which are also made of linen, even though he normally wears Big Day Zahav. This was the Ramad. Then Parshat, so then after he went to the mikvah, before he went to the mikvah, he removed his clothing, his weekday clothing, Yorad V'Taval. He went down for this first immersion. Allah came out of the mikvah in his tabig, and he dried himself off with a towel. There is a comment that the Mishnah Lamelech says he wonders whether or not when the Mishnah says Vinistapeg, he got up and he dried himself off. Is that just telling, well, of course he had to dry himself off. He's all wet. Or maybe there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to dry yourself off. And in fact, there are those who explain that way. That according to the Rambam, maybe Vinistapeg is a chiyuv. Why is it a chiyuv? So this avoids any potential chatzitza. Water should not be separating between his body and the clothing he's about to put on. So there's an obligation to wipe off. Or there may be some dirt or some pebbles or whatever that may have been from you got on his body from the mikvah, and you want to avoid the chatzitza as well. So therefore, there's a chiyuv of drawing. Then if you love Big Days of, so this is the first avoda, which he wore every day, the ksonis, mechasayim, mitznefes, avnet, and then the additional, the me'il, choshen, and ephod, and sitz, those four all had gold, the choshen and the ephod, and the me'il had gold as well, the pamoneza hav that they have on the bottom, and the tzitz, of course, was completely gold, so that's why they were called the Big Day Zahav. And he has now all the eight clothing. V'lavash v'kidesh yadav v'raglav. So he put on the Big Day Zahav for the first avoda for the Tamid Ashel Shachar, and he did kiddush adam raglaim. Why? Because he is putting on the Big Day Zahav. He has to. That's the beginning. We have kiddush when you're about to put on new clothing. Now, what about the removal of the Big Day Chol? He didn't do kiddush adam raglaim. So the Gemara says. So then, if he didn't do kiddush yadam raglaim, wash his hands and feet for the removal of the Big Day Chol, we end up only with 9 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim throughout the day. So the Gemara says, no, on Daf Lamed Beis, no. What happened was at the end, when he came to remove the Big Day Kodesh and put on Big Day Chol all the way at the end of the Avoda, he'd be mekadesh yadav v'raglav on the sheet, on the remover of the Big Day Kodesh, and therefore will end up with 10 kiddushim as well. Hevilo esatamid, after he wore the Big Day Zav, they brought the kevitz or the korban tamid shel shachar, and keratzo. We've mentioned this before. He did the shechita, but we use the language of kratzo. He cut it. He made an incision because he shechted most of the two simanim, the esophagus and the trachea, but he had to quickly rush to do the Kabbalah Sadam. So someone else, umara meirek acher shechita al yado. So someone else, another Kohen, had to finish the shechita of the keves for the Kohen Gadol. Maybe al yado means next to him. And Kibel HaSadam was Roko, and the Kohen Gadol was the one who received the blood in the clay shares, and he did the Zerika on the Mizbeach. Then, Nichnas Lahakter Ketoros Shel Shachar, he went in to do the Ketoros of the morning. This was the daily Ketoros. It's not a Yom Kippur Ketoros. He's still wearing the Big Day Zahav, and that's fine. And he goes to the Mizbeach HaZav, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, in the Heichal, and he does the Ketoros, Ulheiter HaSaneros, and to fix the Neros. We mentioned in the past, different opinions, the Rambam's opinion, that was the lighting of the candles, that he did every morning. He did this as well, and we'll light them again at night. And the Gemara said that, and we mentioned this also, that the Hatavas Neros were not done all at the same time. First, he would clean, or whatever it is, light, clean, whatever Hatavas Neros meant. He would do 5 Neros, then he'd do another Avod in between, and come back for the other two. So the Mishnah here says, Ulehetiv es haneros, some say it's referring to the five neros that was really before the Ktoris, even though it mentions the Ktoris and then Hatavas neros. And others say no, and the Mishnah may not be in order. And others say no, he did the five neros already. Then he did the Hakter Ktoris. And then when the Mishnah here says, Ulehetiv es haneros, that came after the Ktoris, that refers to the two other, the last two candles out of the seven that followed the Haktaras Haktaras. And Ulahakrav es harosh ves haivarim, and of course to be makrav the head and the rest of the limbs of Allah, so tamid ves hachavitin, the minchas kohen gadol, which we brought every day. All this is big days of, it's every day. Asir saifa solas, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Ves hayayin, and this was that part of the morning. Ves hayayin, and the wine. That was the nisuch hayayin, and to makriv the mincha of the tamid as well. Why is then maybe mincha, why did he mention mincha? Mincha may be included in chavitin, or mincha is included in yayin.